they had they're coming up out of the ground and almost looked like little green snakes laying on top of the ground. Then they had the little bulb on top that, where the little the flowers.
Yeah, some of them are like that. I don't think they eat those.
You don't think that they eat those? I wonder if she could tell us what. Well, you'd know by now. One of them is Kogia Danum, huh? Did I say that in person or right?
Kogi?
Kogi?
Yeah.
Kogi?
Well, is that an onion or what?
I didn't think...
Kogi an onion?
I didn't pick a good place.
Kogi?
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 Look like that one wanted a bird.
No, she said she don't.
She doesn't know? I think we made a mistake
that was
trying
a seed.
To be here because of the cars.
Yeah.
That was a very bad choice of places. Let's go find something else real quick. Well, maybe she could tell us how you use that plant.
I don't know how you use this plant. I don't know if she knows so much about this plant. I don't know how you use this plant. It doesn't have a bulb on it.
How do you use that?
How you use this kind?
Is it medicine?
Is it medicine?
I have surely for medicine, the roots of medicine.
The roots.
You got to make it dry and then, you know, the fruit will
make it like powder.
And sores.
Put it in sores, she said, dry it.
And the fruit, you know, make it dry, very dry. It's because I have the fruit.
She said that's what the
grind it next. And put it on your sore.
Put it on your sore.
Yeah.
And what's the name of that one? Have her tell us again.
Hiwabi.
But they didn't boil that for tea or anything, apparently, just dry it.
No, they just dried it, used it for sores. It was a medicine.
Yeah. And then that other little...
Yes, you just put it up. Yellow one come up, and that's when you have to put it on your, you know, put it on your face.
Oh.
That's great, look like you.
Yeah.
Yes, you could put a piece up, maybe right to wing. That's on the mountain. Some bishops on the mountain.
Yeah, she
and
said.
And then, which one of them? It is on the altars. You have to train it, make some. We said to have that, because I was 60. When you go through big belly, we have an audience handicap for that. We have a bubble trip on the other side. I have no wish in the hand to the toys at the pitcher.
Oh,
yeah. Look,
it's
right to be.
This is a story.
You don't ask about it. We
can translate later.
It's
good for people when they have paralyzed.
That Evie. She's talking about Evie now. Yes,
that's Everything stories on the mountain too.
Those would be wonderful.
Everything.
Get it started on that if you want.
The
rocks.
Is Ibi just any white pin, or does it come from a certain place?
It comes from certain places.
And how do you find out whether it's Ibi or not?
I don't know.
And does she know?
Mm-hmm. You get it in water. You get Ibi where there's water? Where did they get it? At Table Mountain or where?
Any place.
Don't hurry her. If she's talking anything, just let her go.
How come it still bother you then?
Did she tell you about the yellow? I couldn't pick that much did she ever know about the EB paying the boys with EB before they went to war to protect them? Or no, it was Bishop, with the red paint.
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Uh-huh.
Could she tell us anything about that? Or just let her go out talking in Paiute. That's just fine. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. She's just doing great.
She wants to know, a long time ago when the Indians went to fight, the men's, did they mark their faces and their, with that red stuff?
Uh-huh. If you're moving, your face will most like.
Oh! Then the soldiers get scared of them. She said when they marked their bodies with it, she said,
they paid over it. I've heard some places that they
They put it on babies too.
I think so.
On babies' bottoms?
I think so. I never heard
of it. Se suota mun on saini ees, kun mun pistittää oi. Kyhin mä oon johan niin, oi 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 Joo, kun se olisi jo maijaa, mä kuppaa pysyjää, mä vataan ikäisi, oi toko, uki toko, ja kyllä, hannuko aikuisi, ja ahike, ja hannuko aikuisi, viltu viikana mei, haisi, kun se on niin kuin kodeipana kanana, myy, missä toko, ja navarokko, että ui, kymi, kun on, Urmana navarokko, uno, uvatto, uvatto, on meidän konnovi, kaikki suu päänä oina me, suu, lakana on, tuotteet jo suu, navarokko, minä näin, jättä, uomo on sillä lopulla, nanea.
Oh.
Teivi on itse nanea.
Aha.
Seiski rihi, mä uomo kaava, joten kaava riha upa, mun pitää kai, että me oli, missä toko. Mhm.
How long will it take us to get there?
About
5 minutes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we have everything about paints? Did we know anything about the ceremony of putting the paint on?
Is there any special person that paints somebody else, or do they paint themselves, or anything? I don't know.
When they put the paint on, did the Indian doctor paint all the boys up in the, when before they went to war, or did they do that themselves? They're the only ones that use it. The doctors used it. The ones that knew how to do everything.
They did the paint. And they would paint the other people.
Themselves.
They would paint themselves.
Because that was their medicine. I mean, sort of like.
Yeah.
Then were they the only ones who were painted?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Maybe some of them, maybe.
No, but I know what you're doing. I know what people go to you. Maybe I know what people go to you. But I don't know what you're doing. Kui jää meitä ipuruaksi, meitä on arvokaksi, me ei mene ja unnunnukaisi unnukkui me.
Listen, while we're on the subject of painting faces and so forth, I wonder if she could tell us anything about if the tattoos had any meaning. Remember, you know.
Yeah, my grandmother had one on her face.
Uh-huh.
When they marked themselves too, like this, like Grandma had some marks on her face, she'd just do that, huh?
Oh, all the Indians do that.
They just did that for decoration. My grandmother had dots on her face. With needles.
What was the black?
Charcoal from the fire. And my grandmother had some on her face. She had markings on her cheeks. Somebody did to her. And I think it was on her forehead too.
I know many that has two lines running down like this.
Yeah.
Almost all of them are gone. The old people are gone now that have that kind of
marketing. Some Washos I noticed down there have some on their faces still yet. I mean, you know, on their cheeks.
Yeah.
And then on their, I think on their forehead.
Yeah.
I've seen some Washo women like that.
Lots of people have initials on their arms.
Oh, yeah. She has.
Mä tuisin vähän, mä kuasin kadu manikkiä pomiin, mä kuasin, mä kuo kadu manikkiä pomiin, se kuitra ja kyllä mun puhkuu. Ja mun on oikein nabat pomiin, mä tuisin. Me, jos mun vähän ei sun navavineikkiä, mun on nyt tuotaitu, mun ei se mun on nabitikti, mun ei se kuo rihi huvona mun soja, se mun kuo ei, me ei ole. Tuoda emme kun hän on suo, joka mun on kannut. Kutsu takka niitä kojoa minua, jos joku.
It's like on television. You see them do that now on TV when she said, you know, the Indians took all their horses, but the soldiers had all their horses tied up in a row. The cavalrymen did, I guess up in this area, she said. Well, one of the real Indian doctors that was real gifted, well, he came along and he ran past and he just cut the strings along like that, the ropes along as he ran by, and all the horses got away, she said. The soldiers were all left on foot. That reminds me of television.
Yes, it does. I wonder when that was supposed to happen.
Well, when the white men first started to come. You remember I told you about that before, when the people started to come,
yeah,
when the Indians were fighting with them because they didn't want them here,
yeah,
because they were going to, she said, they were going to take our land away from us, and she says, now they have. They've taken it from us. They fought for it, and we tried to keep it, and we couldn't do it because there's too many of them, she said. But then they did fight, and she's telling little, you know, parts of it.
Yeah.
About when the white man first came.
This is just great.
Mm-hmm. She remembers little stories of this, and she'd tell me every once in a while little things like this, and I try to remember them, and I forget them. Then later, after you left, well, I remembered, you know, little things like that, what she told.
Uh-huh. Well, this is the kind of thing that you want to collect, too,
mm-hmm,
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is just perfect. Uh-huh. Is it about time to go out?
Yeah,
to
I think so.
Remember, looking at Table Mountain on the Fencemaker Road, aren't we, today?
No. Lousy Water Road. Fencemaker Road is back there.
Oh,
I told you this is sheep camp toward Anderson Ranch.
This is then.
Uh-huh.
All right. So now we're on the... Okay, I feel a little bit better about it because I had missed the benchmarks that I knew should be on. So, then the Table Mountain is between the Fencemaker Road and the Lousy Water or Anderson Camp Road.
Uh-huh.
I see. All right, then I've got that straightened out, I hope. I really hope. Did you go up there when you were a little girl?
There you go.
Did you go up there, Table Mountain, when you was a little girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You stayed up there a long time?
We rode up there.
You stayed up there a long time?
Yeah, maybe about 2 weeks sometimes. Stayed a long time.
What month was that?
What month, she said? What month? October?
Yeah.
November?
September.
September.
Yeah, that's time
October.
When it's open, you know.
They fall to the ground.
Mm-hmm. See, that much we stay there.
Mm-hmm. That was later, I mean, you know, later years.
Yeah.
But long ago, they stayed there for, you know, they went there before they ever, before the Pinots ever opened. They stayed there, about 2-3 months at a time.
Uh-huh.
And they got all the pinets they could, and then they took them back home.
Now, do you think that they were clear up on top of Table Mountain or on some of that flat land that we see up there?
All over.
All over.
Uh-huh. But mostly they got pinets up through the canyons. There's a lot of trees up in there, but on top it's bare.
Oh, clear on top of Table Mountain, it's bare.
Mm-hmm. They have a few, you know, trees and all.
Yeah.
But then... It's up around the camping area and up around Redwater. Uh-huh.
Drinking water over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And that's where they got their pinets.
It was all over, you know, up around the, right around in that little canyon there.
They couldn't take their wagons up there, though.
No, they parked them right there. See the hill there? They parked them there, the wagons there.
Which hill was that, Helen?
See the where the, it comes down, where the white part is over there? But it's up further down here, sort of, you know, not too high up.
Oh, where in relation to the roads that we see there?
To your left, that low sloping area down there.
Where the yellow and the white dirt is down there?
Sort of reddish looking.
At the end of that shadow?
Uh-huh.
That's where they left the...
Mm-hmm. They left their car, then the wagons, and they walked down through the canyon. See, there's a canyon right back down in there, and you walk. I don't know how many miles it is to where they go camping. And but they carry their things on their back from the bottom. And they made several trips.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the Dave family did their pioneering. That was our camping. I mean,
is that Dave Canyon?
Yeah, that's the one they used to call Dave Canyon. And on the other side of that is New York Canyon.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
On the other side of this...
the point.
The point.
You come in on that side, way back up in there.
Uh-huh.
But this one is right up in here. And they gave her grandfather that, you know, that name because that's where he used to get pine nuts. So they called it Dave Canyon.
They named the canyon after the Dave.
Yeah, Captain Dave.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was a long way to travel.
You said on the table they had the deer bed up there on top?
Uh-huh, way on top.
Did you go there? Did you see it?
Yeah, we went up the street. We just walk up there. We see it all the time.
Is that, did you get deer up there? Mm-hmm. Did you shoot deer up there?
They killed deer there too.
Some time ago, not all the time, they run, you know, every time they... When somebody comes there, well, they're not there.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Uh-huh. But you hunted them up there. Mm-hmm. Now, where's the water that they used on that, when they were up in that camp?
Oh, nice, there's a lot of water up high.
A lot of water.
Nice in the flat. Uh-huh. That's why them deer stay there.
Uh-huh.
When you go into the canyon, right back up in there, there's two places of water. It comes from under the ground. And then as you go further up, then there's another water hole. Mm-hmm. And then as you keep on going, then you climb a steep mountain. They're just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they have trails along the edges of it. You had to be careful when you walk or if you with your big load, you know, because you could fall. And then my grandmother fell one time and rolled out the side of the hill.
Oh.
And we had to all get her. Everybody screamed and ran down there and picked her up and brought her back, you know, to the top, to where the trail was.
Uh-huh.
And when you go back up in there camping, you know, where they usually camp, well, there's little trails.
Uh-huh.
And the trees are tall back up in there.
I see.
And they have little trails, and there's a trail you go to, and it goes down. And there's real cold water in there, too, real cold spring water. But it's way up on the inside.
I see.
I'd like to go there. And then you go further up, too. And then that's where you call Atsapa. It's almost on the table.
Uh-huh.
The water is flowing from, you know, from a spring.
Right.
And the ground is
red there.
And then the water looks red, but it isn't red. It's just the way it looks.
Uh-huh.
When the water flows on it, makes it look red. They call it red water.
Yeah. But it was up in the cave.
Yeah,
where you had to carry the water so far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was back up in here on the Lousy Water Mountain.
Uh-huh.
That's where my grandmother's said they spent the whole winter one time with their horses in the cave. They uh-huh. made fire on one end. They lived on one end and their horses stayed on one end.
Can you understand her with her hand over her mouth?
Yeah. She's talking about the fence maker, she said. Uh-huh. That there was, I bet the pine is still on the ground, she said. I wonder if it's spoiled, she said.
Oh. Wonder if they had any this year.
I don't know.
Well, we had some, the recording notes. let's have some of the... Oh, listen, can we talk about water babies today?
Oh, I guess.
Uh-huh. Is that a good one? Or should
yeah.
we take...
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
What,
I'll let her tell about the man in the... when he went, saw the water baby.
Yeah.
You know that one, about the water baby, remember who you said it was going from Lovelock to Nixon when he saw the water baby?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that?
That was Lee Winnemucca, I think it was.
Was that Chief Winnemucca's brother?
Mm-hmm.
That saw this on his way to Pyramid Lake.
Just mm-hmm. like the what?
Her grandfather.
Her grandfather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was going back there and he saw the tracks?
Yeah, he keep on going, walk. Nah, so come here, Said, Tabu ang suku no no suku is. Got little baby crack. Me, you baby, crack, puny, me, keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
I go south now and pull. Don't know if you have power now, so I'll cut to me.
Oh.
I go south, see, I see, I got to cook to go, me, but not really what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I see, I'm going to be a country, I see, boo, boo, come
here.
Oh. I see, I'm going to be a number of me, I see, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's a man. It's a good thing. This is a good thing. It's 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 a good thing. Oh, no, no, yes, it's a good one. Nixon, we picked it up. Me, not me, I've been a bonnet. We never had it yet.
Oh, mm-hmm. They got some at Pyramid Lake, too, in the water.
Yeah, we're not in a Yaraku high, come here more. When I want to know if you have a Yaraku high, come here soon, I'm on a kite with this one over me.
She said that the Indian people still talk about it, and they see where they played in the sand, you know, on the side, edges of the water.
Just any Indian people see?
You never see them. Hear the sound, but you never see them.
The doctors
see them. they're the only people that can see them. But if you see them, you'd have to pray, you know, that they don't do anything to you.
Uh-huh.
Because if you don't, they could eat you.
Do they eat people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that
they swallow you, they said. They said they swallow you. You remember that story they tell mm-hmm. about the Indian lady?
Uh-huh.
It ate the baby and
yeah.
got in the basket?
Yeah. They eat the baby, meaning suckle, you come in our come baby, you come in a meal, monoro call a tonic to it.
Uh huh. And the lady came to pizzic it and it got hold of the mother.
Yeah.
Remember? Grandma
said. Hold of them, welcome back with me.
Then what did they do to it?
I don't know what they do.
It got in the basket instead of the baby?
Uh-huh. It swallowed the baby. And the lady was breastfeeding the baby, and it said that got hold of her breast and wouldn't let it go.
Oh.
And she don't know whatever happened or how they took it loose or what, if they cut it off.
Oh, I don't know. 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 Mure mien ame aku pawa to mien ati chue thupu sur ne uru paga
the canal
ya eso no so una kamo pasa to ki mase so ki mane eso mo vaye come uno hu ina so ni amma
wa ha yun
kon pa ha
si shioni boy
pa ona met kon ona ko tu pa mo tu itseru ve sa so pa ya io kame oi oi ka so na pa ka kaon ko so mo ni pri Mother and Suki, I mean, me only, I mean, I'm not a alcohol without you to Saga Hobby, which is a collector.
I'm
not a poor Easter, I mean, poor Hobby, so it's a map on me.
I thought they were going to hit it with a stick.
Yeah, me, they can't hit them.
This happened about maybe 10 years ago. Some Indian boys saw one. Fallon, you know the canal there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They saw one there. Walker Lake.
Yeah.
They say they have some there too.
Summit Lake?
Mm-hmm. Water.
Walker Lake is on the other side of Shearer's.
Yeah, but I also, do they have
Summit Lake? Uh huh. They have them all in these deep waters.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you see them, you know, in the canals.
In the canals.
They, you know, where the water is.
What did, when they saw it in this canal, what did they try to hit it, did you say?
The Indian boys, they got a stick, they were going to hit it. But then the other Indian boys got scared. And one just stood there, he, you know, got real scared. He just stood there, mm-hmm. He didn't even move. And so his friends, they all saw it, they ran. It was on one side of the road, it was crossing to the canal. That's when she said it made the hissing sound and came toward them.
Uh-huh. Yes, I could have quit on me. But they were staying there Thanksgiving Day. Deep snow, me, deep snow, they can't come. In a deep snow, I mean, I see that, of all the issues coming from me. So, how to live? Me, only me.
Oh,
for the very Mother Queen.
Oh.
Yeah, they should come right away.
But they never.
They never. They stayed until Thanksgiving and not. I mean, they never started something almost 2 minutes. And they're calling us Christmas. No, we're not having Christmas. They're calling us for the dish you got for most of the night. I know. The Pukuta Kwataka, me. She's in the queer. She's funny, you know.
Frozen.
Thanksgiving dinner, me.
Oh, they should have listened to the owl.
They did. The owl talked to them.
But they never listened.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The owl brings the warning
they
to you.
They can't come because it's snow so fast. It falls fall down snow.
See, the owl told him that it was gonna snow, snow deep, like tohatuna means white things coming down. Mm-hmm. See, he said this one, the owl said the one word and tried to tell them to hurry up and get away from the table because it's going to snow. Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't listen. They stayed. Pretty soon they said flakes started coming down and it snowed deep and they couldn't come from there. So they had to stay there, she said, till the snow went away.
Is that the time that they stayed so long into the winter? Is that the same time?
No.
That was a different thing.
That was a different thing.
Who are these
people? She's just telling about the owl now. You know, just things that she thinks of. Well, I could, you know, remind her of that particular thing that happened that certain time. Mm-hmm. Like she said in the beginning, she said, I wonder if she ever heard about the owl. You know, then she started talking about it.
This wasn't the moogoo, was it?
That's the moogoo. That's the real one.
Uh-huh. One time we stayed there, Jesus, no come. That's good one, the blue one. He goes all over so together. Buckle man.
Cowboy man.
Well, there's two men over there, got house on you now, lousy water. They got two men there. Houses over there. You wait, see, it's not very hot.
She told a little bit about the piloting. Some of the experiences she's talking about that happened when it snowed. And she laughed when she said they tied their legs up with a gunny sack, and then they all came to Turupa down here because there was no snow here, but there was snow up there, so everybody started to leave. And so she said they had tied sacks around their legs, you know, so it won't get cold or get frostbit. And she said later the sacks and everything that they had on their feet was laying in the trails where they took them off at. And she said a lady lost her rabbit blanket when she was coming down through the canyon. She had a nice big rabbit blanket, you know, a cape, And I guess she dropped it, and she's wondering who got it. She just talked about little things about a long time ago.
Yeah.
The things that happened to her when she was there.
Does she have any idea what the Indians would have put on their feet if they'd gotten caught up there?
People usually my boy who puts this to feet in across the street. That's great. I cover them. There's something to us. I live to us. The voice is that I could stick there.
Oh, uh-huh.
I help my nephew boost up to one of the windows.
Oh. Well, she lived when the white man was already here. She wouldn't know anything about it.
They wouldn't have told her what they put on their legs to keep them still.
No.
You don't have any idea.
What did they put on their legs a long time ago before the white man came? Rabbit, blank, rabbit?
Yeah,
fur?
They got a rabbit blanket. They got something.
I mean, on their legs.
I don't know what they got the leg on.
See, some of these things we don't know either.
Well, I might talk about we him every here anyway, you know.
Fur.
We him every here. Flower. I'm going to know about the fur. Yes, it's a war. Yes, I'm a colon. I'm not going to run it.
Oh, see.
Fur, hard fur they used for leggings. Beaver skin.
In the winter. Now this is her grandfather. That was before the white man came. Now she's talking about.
He made shoes for his three wives.
She said, and beaver skin is what they used because the pelt was hard.
What about badger?
They use a badger fur?
Sure, they do. I got one for that.
Badger. Mm. Oh, yeah. I thought that was a weasel.
No.
Badger.
Mm-hmm.
Badger's a big one.
Badger lives out in the desert.
That's big. The badger's big. That one's something else you got. That's the...
I don't know what's that.
Mink it was.
I don't know what's that.
Something like a weasel. Long? Mink is small, isn't it? And long. Well, she's got one at home. It's about that long. And the little legs are on it.
Did she have that for something special?
They put it on her stomach and go like this?
Yeah, you go in there, yeah, you mama, no,
That's what they use to make the babies born fast. It's a little pout. I don't even know what it is.
I remember that time.
A little weasel? A mink?
I would know it if I saw it.
It's a small little one. Yeah. It's the skin, the whole thing. It's got the little paws on it and everything. Uh-huh. And she's had that. I guess every family has
Bobby
one.
Jimmy,
I think that's the weasel, a small weasel.
I'd imagine.
It's about that long. Still home.
Yeah, that's the one.
They put it on her stomach and she just got to tell me. They used these things before the white man came with buckskin. Yeah. They used it for shoes and they made dresses out of it, she said. Now, this was before the white man.
Yeah, that's what, of course, I'm most interested in. The way they could survive.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that they had an awful lot of deer. The deer were rather hard.
Well, that's why I told you they went out to hunt them every year. They had a certain time they went and hunt, you know, their deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain time they hunt certain things. like rabbits, you don't get it any time. Well, you get spring rabbits because they're young.
Yeah.
But in the winter, you get and you get that in the winter.
Yeah.
When the fur is thick.
In the winter, nice warm blanket that is.
See, they had certain times,
too.
See, she said Indians never froze. They never freeze. Because they put it on the ground. They had that soft fur under them, and then they had the soft fur on top. So she said they never did freeze.
I still wonder if they got caught out and got one of those things wet, how what they did with it.
Those rabbits, they hung it out to dry.
But if it got wet, if it snowed for days or rained for days, how did they keep those?
They probably hung it on a bush. No, it doesn't spoil.
You wet the rabbit's skin.
Twisted so tight.
Yeah.
They probably hung it out. I mean, on bushes. I mean, to dry them. I think that's what they did. That's what I would have done.
One time they take a chicken up there too. Oh. One time, we don't want to say hello, chicken.
Yeah.
And we used to eat chicken every Sunday.
She said
they had a lot of chicken. They give them peanuts, you know, and they throw it to them and they eat it.
They took their chickens with
horsey,
them.
You know, put them in a big box, that little box.
See, the Indians cared for everything that they had. I mean, nothing. They abused, you know, they didn't abuse anything. They cared for any little thing. I mean, I think that's where the Paiutes are.
Yeah.
Like her chickens. Even the men, you know, because it was their wives. They didn't, you know, abuse it in any way. They helped them take care of it. They loaded it up for them. Like she said, they even had chickens up there. Had chickens every Sunday. That was
the
after the white man came.
I was go with them, my grandmother. I was only one, the youngest one. I go with them. Lots of snake up there too.
Yeah, on the
really
canyon.
Lots of snake. They said they've been killed, but they never kill them all. There are lots of them. Even now they got lots over there now.
Yeah.
Don't go there anymore now.
Yeah.
If she went with her grandmother, then her grandmother was
Rose 29.
Sis Dave.
Her grandmother was Sis Dave. See, she
went
everywhere with her grandmother, and her grandmother told her a lot of these things that would be before the white man came. But she lived at the time when the white men were already here. But my grandmother lived when the white man was first coming. She saw the coming of the white man.
I see.
That was Mary Dave.
Yeah. What were the other, what were Captain Dave's other wives' names, besides Sis?
Sarah Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Sis. Well, and the other one was named Daisy.
Daisy.
He had the three wives. Mm-hmm. And they all had, I don't know how many children.
Were they sisters? Any of them sisters?
No.
Was
Captain Dave's, wife sisters or no? Sarah wasn't Sis's sister, was she? Was she her sister?
Whose sister?
Sis Dave. Sarah wasn't her sister.
No.
No, they weren't
related.
Oh, they're all different. Where was Daisy from?
Who Daisy?
They're all from here, but they're not related.
Not related.
No, they weren't related. They were just different women.
Well, did they?
Her mother was very old.
She was 100.
One of them was a little bit of 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 a little bit of
rattan asia puus, uponne myös, kun saa hänne. Ja poksus myös, kun saa nokkaa. Hannasta on myös tehtyä. Haluan mä nähdä kuponna, kun hän on paljon mukana tuonne.
Aha. She said she saw her great-grandmother. She must have been about 100 years old, she said. She saw her great-grandmother. She was real old when she was just a young girl. She seen her, and she was so old. She said she used to crawl to go out to the bathroom because she was so old. She said she was, and she just died where she was sitting.
She said that would be so, Sis's grandmother.
Sis's, could that be Sis's mother? Her great great grandmother. Sis is her grandmother. Yeah. That was her mother's mother.
Yeah.
So Sis's mother would be her great great grandmother, wouldn't it?
Just
great grandmother.
Yeah.
Well, she saw her. She said.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I wanted to ask a couple more things to go back to the water babies a few minutes. Did those boys that saw the water baby, did they get sick afterwards? Did you ever hear?
No.
You didn't hear or you don't know?
No, I didn't hear that they got sick or not. They just told their mother and their father.
Mohtos otsuna miti hyvä puniinkaan.
Kun me te poivat.
She wanna go find me.
Painet up there.
Shall we go this afternoon? Today?
Far. We're across the floor.
Yeah. Is it really too far?
Too far. Maybe it's got
snow
muddy.
Maybe.
Because it's
snow there. It's road, though. It's not like the road here. No. The road here
maybe
is,
got,
you know, deep.
Maybe it's got muddy.
Yeah. But that road is just right straight up the mountains
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but now close. Mm-hmm. We go there lots of times, so. Everybody go over there, get pregnant. But I don't know if I not there. I don't even know, you know, band raid or anything, but I have to go up there. Remember?
Yeah.
Break the tree down.
So many pines?
Break the trees, she said. Mm. The white men go there.
Oh, the white lady and two men. They all got sent away.
The Indian people told on them, she said, and the police went there and sent them away.
They
break. See those little branches that stand up from the top? Well, those are the what the pines come out on. If you break all those little branches at the top, well, there won't be no pinets for next year until that leaves sprout all out over again.
Yeah.
So when you hit your pinets, too, there's a certain way you hit them, too. You don't hit them where the leaves are like just sticking up, because you break them. When they're green, they just break and they fall. You have to hit them a certain way to where you won't hit them, where it'll hit with it like this.
Uh-huh.
And my grandma taught me.
Did she have a prayer for next year's pine nuts by taking little cones?
Yeah, and they put them in water.
Well, maybe it's not better.
In the shade.
In the shade.
They put it in the water in the shade. When you keep the pine nuts green for next year, you put it in the water, in the mud, in the shade?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you say?
Oh, when you boost it, they had a... You want to make some sugar base and got big holes there. Yes, me ma te te vakan na oito to sak te me yesu ni tsuku pa ma na oito oito hu na oito yesu awo ya ipu bu me shi wa so de punne you know that's why mori ya ipu me
no I mean to keep the pine nuts green for next year when they go see it so it won't get dry.
No.
You know they bury it in the mud.
Mhm.
You know so
that's
it won't.
Do.
Uh-huh, so
yeah.
water
they want to get dry, you know, the tree, they put silico more bowie to get, you know, by a sock on a cabbage way, have a quarter. A says goes out when no good about my stomach, or maybe I need them one off on a cool story get help us, or was it called have?
Oh, I don't know. See, that wets the whole pine, it's just one cone.
Just one cone, put in the. But you say a prayer to it. Is that right? They pray to that.
Do they pray for that pine when they put it there?
Yeah, they do.
What do they say?
She
said, I put you here so you will
pray for them.
So you will wet all the pine trees so we can come back here next year and get a lot of pine nuts from you. And she puts it in the wet, sort of damp ground where it stays wet all the time, and she covers it up, but in the shade of so it won't get dry. So she said that prayer.
She says also pray to make a nice place up there.
She likes
to leave Adam and Peter back the way up high. Just water all over. No, it's got to buy me.
Is the water up there better than the water down in the valley?
It's always better up in the hills.
But he on a million, flying.
Flying.
I wonder if they don't kill him. This is kill him.
We stayed there last year, just only all us women, and our dogs would growl at night, and they feel the presence of that lion, and we'd see tracks, you know, nearby where it went past our camp. We go to bed early. We kept a big fire going because our dogs, you know, they scare you. They feel the presence of something. Yeah. They'll growl. And they'll
The old man stays over there, that little house. You know, when he wants to know, he said, oh, come in, I want to forget your meal.
Here at Lousy War, she said He said he was sitting at his table eating. Here comes the snake crawling up the sides of his door, sneaking up on you.
Is this a type of... do they have any stories about lions? I've never heard of any story about lions.
They're just in it. You've got to talk about them, especially when they're out in the fields.
Would they try to kill him if they could?
Yes. My David got out of the hand of the toilet to the home. Good shit, my David.
I guess if they bother you, they would have killed him. But otherwise, they just leave them alone. Because they know that if you don't bother them, they won't bother you.
We don't have very much tape left here, but I wonder if she would want to tell anything about the whirlwinds like we saw out there in the desert. What do you call those? Maybe we don't have enough time on this tape.
There's another thing, the way the Indian people kept from, you know, when they crossed on the deserts like this, where there was no water, they usually prayed to, they find a horned toad, and they usually prayed to the horned toad to give him water, because he stays out in the desert and he never dies. And they pray to that, and they, you know, what you call it, and then he starts to puff up, well, then he gives you water.
Wish you to go over there to Rochester. That's a good place, too.
We'll
go.
Yeah.
Rochester.
She said, we'll go.
It's too late now. You have to cook for your husband.
Another day we'll go over to Rochester.
We're on that way.
Yeah.
So I didn't know there used to be town there. Schoolhouse went all the way.
I knew about the hunter toads taking pain out.
Yeah, well, they give you water, too.
They give you water, too.
That's why Indian people never do get thirsty when they Star Creek.
Yeah, Star Creek. That's a good place, too. Everybody go over there fishing.
She wants to go on some more trips. That's fine.
We go all over. That's a lot. You can remember the time we used to go over there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take